Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, April 14th, 2023. And today we're reading from the Big Book. We are on page 75 and we are reading the first paragraph. When we decide who is to hear and ending with honored by our confidence. Commenting on one paragraph only. Today's readers are Alex K. for the 12 steps. I'm going to jump in for the 12 traditions. Jordan L. Will read our text, and Julie E. B. will read page 164. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20158. That's 20158. That's the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. And this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for April 14th is 20160. That's 20160. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Will Alex K. please read the 12 steps?
Thank you, Alex K. in California, recovered for today, compulsive eater. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings, made a list of all persons we had harmed, and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you very, very much. Appreciate that, Alex K. And I will now ask Melanie C. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie C. I live in Canby, Oregon, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ social workers. 9, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for the service. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Melanie C. Appreciate your service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Using the star 1 function on your keypad, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 75, paragraph 1, which begins with when we decided who is and ending with honored by our confidence. And I will now ask Jordan L. to please read.
Hey, thanks, Elaine, for moderating for us this morning. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. When we decide who is to hear our story, we waste no time. We have a written inventory, and we are prepared for a long talk. We explain to our partner what we are about to do and why we have to do it. He should realize that we are engaged upon a life and death errand. Most people approached in this way will be glad to help. They will be honored by our confidence. So, we have this four-step inventory. We've written down a lot. We have identified our grosser handicaps, and we began to see their destructiveness. We began to see how toxic they are, how they're affecting our lives, what that unmanageability looks like tangibly in our own personal experience, right, in that fourth column. And it's funny, because up until this point, we actually haven't done that much, right? this is into action. This is where we actually take a step in like the physical, like action oriented world. And this is our first step in the direction, of truly living in a way that relates to ourselves, our God, and our fellows, right? I didn't understand this at when I fist-stepped, but it really was the first time that I was like willing, like a tangible action showing, demonstrating that I'm willing to live in relationship with other people in this world. I don't know about you, but I was determined, prior to recovery, I was determined to live on self-reliance and self-will only. So this is the first time that, like, I've chosen a partner. I've chosen someone who is going to relate, or I've chosen someone who's going to hold me accountable because they can relate to what it is that I'm going to share with them, a fellow compulsive overeater who understands the life and death errand that I'm on because they've done this themselves, you know. And now, these days, I'm able to serve in that position for someone else. I'm able to not only sponsor other people, but really start, like, really build relationships of trust. And it's, you know, it's funny. I do this over the phone and act in that way. So, yeah, this is the first real action step, the first real demonstration of our willingness to live in a different way in the future. So thank you for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thanks so much for your service, Jordan L. Okay, so we value everybody's experience. We do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. If you haven't shared on any meetings in the last couple of days, please press star one to unmute and give me your name and where you're calling from.
Elena C.
Elena C.
Bruce E.
Bruce E.
Susan N. from Florida.
Susan N.
Barbara A. California.
Barbara A. California.
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Robin P. Costa Rica.
Laura L. in Arkansas.
Laura L. in Arkansas. Great. That's great. So we've got Elena C., Bruce E., Susan N., Barbara A., Robin P., and Laura L. That sounds like a wonderful lineup. Elena C., you are up first, and you'll be followed by Bruce E. Please share with us.
Good morning, fellow visionaries. My name is Elena C. Spell my name E-L-E-N-A from South Carolina. Beautiful paragraph. Talks about step five. So the last sentence of the paragraph caught my attention. They will be honored by our confidence. They will be honored. And I took these steps with my sponsor. So she already knew the purpose of taking my 10 step. And she knew that I was engaged just like her upon a life and death errand. It became even more clearer, and it was pretty obvious at that time that this is a life and death errand, that not necessarily the stopping my eating habits and eliminating my triggering food is important, but most importantly, in order to continue to live, really is about continuing to live for me. I need to work on the steps, and the taking out in the open and speaking about my character defect, which in Big Book, there are resentment, selfishness, dishonesty, and fear with someone else. It was very profound. And my sponsor was very non-judgmental, nice, patient when she heard that. And she shared with me, you know, about her own life. She was honored. I sensed that. I was honored to share that with her. And I could stay honored. And I'm really honored to see my sponsees share that with me. And I just love the 12 steps, the spirituality in the 12 steps. I'm grateful for it, and I would never wanna not use it with the grace of God, by the grace of God, one day at a time. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for sharing, Elena C. And up next, we have Bruce E., and he'll be followed by Susan N. Please share with us, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce E. I'm in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, and happy to be on the line. Thank you, everybody that's serving. Let's see. I've been recovered for about 2 years, and I have a sponsor. And I have been through this step a number of times, probably going to be needing to do this again sometime here in the future. A number of people have shared their fourth, fifth step with me, and it's been really good. It says early, I mean, it says we have to be careful who we share this with, you know. We find somebody that wants to hear our story, we waste no time. Move a muscle, change a life. Move a muscle, change my life. Move a muscle, change a life. Waste no time. Have a written inventory. The last thing in the world I'm going to do is take this to my wife, because I told her a whole bunch of stuff before we got married, and then about 20 years after we're married, she said, I wish you'd never told me that stuff. So we go to our sponsor. You know, that's what's so nice about this, is we have sponsors. You know, we really do, and that's who we go to with it. The first one that I did, which was a number of years ago, was with Richard in Winter Haven, Florida. He's passed on now. Excuse me. And we did it after a meeting in a hospital. We had meetings in hospital then. And in that hospital anyway. And he had a paper bag and he had a candelabra in it. And I didn't know what he had until we got in this. And he asked if we could have permission to use one of the unused hospital rooms. And we went in there. And he took this candelabra out and the candles and lit them all up in the hospital room with the door closed. And I did my fourth, fifth step with him, and remember, it was a very, very emotional situation. I shared with him, he shared with me, he shared some of the stuff he had done, which kind of surprised me, and I guess maybe some of the stuff I'd done didn't surprise him. I don't know, but it was good, and I think he was honored. By my confidence in him, I was honored by his willingness to do this, and it was good. It's very good. I don't know how I could ever, I don't know how anyone could ever get recovered if they don't do this step and then the other steps all the way through 9, you know, or through halfway through 9. You have
Center
to
the mind
you have, we have to do it. Thank you. And even though it might seem difficult, it really, you get over with it. It's pretty good. So thank you, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Brucey. Susan N., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Barbara A. Please share with us, Susan.
Hi, thank you so much. Susan M. is in Marion in Florida. Grateful to be here, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm just, you know, I'm really thankful for this process. You know, the steps are just, you know, counterintuitive in a lot of ways, but just so helpful. You know, I wouldn't have thought that talking about some of these things would be the next right thing, but it really is. You know, I mean, before recovery, before program, I was really trapped in my own thoughts, trapped in my own mind. A lot of my perceptions were my reality, and I believed them. You know, I really did, and it darkened my world. It made it really hard to live with others, and I would just kind of like spiral, you know, I would sit in my own thoughts and I was like living in like a fantasy world. You know, people were out to get me and things were difficult and they were unnecessarily hard and so on and so forth. And, you know, everyone's just attacking me and I'm the victim, you know, but through this process, I learned like I have a role, you know, I play a part and there are things I'm doing to contribute to a situation. Not that it's all my fault, but, you know, I'm doing stuff to contribute. And what can I do to unwind that? How can I take a few steps back and stay more neutral? not only that, but how can I show up in such a way to actually help and support others? You know, when I'm interacting in a kind and loving way, you know, when I'm practicing these principles in all my affairs, things go so much differently. And sometimes I can't see that until I do an inventory. You know, I have to not only do an inventory, maybe write it out, share it with somebody else, get out of myself. You know, I hear someone else's experience, I relate in, and I'm like, wow, you know, that makes so much sense. Or, you know, that's such a great perspective. Or I can't believe that works. That's such a good idea. I don't know why I didn't think of something like that. Let me try that. And it does. It works. It changes my world. It changes my life. You know, it seems like they're small and, you know, maybe insignificant, but like it really just changes everything. So I'm so grateful for this process. You know, it kind of brightens things, and I don't stay as dark for as long, or sometimes I don't even stay dark, period. You know, I'm just like, up, you know, I feel resentment, or I'm re-feeling a sadness or a loneliness or a craving or whatever. And I know to pause and just do some inventory over it. And I can see it differently, you know, and I can see it for what it really is, or see the fear underneath it or something like that. So just really grateful for the steps in the process, and thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Susan M. Barbara A., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Robin P. Please share with us, Barbara.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share. Grateful to be here. Thank you for your service. I'm listening to everyone share, and I have done my fourth step, and I was able to hand it off to a sponsor here in A Vision for You. And I am getting ready to take a fourth step, or to go over a fourth step, perhaps a fifth step, and just realizing what a beautiful service that is. I'm always, you know, oh, I don't do enough for the program. I should do more. And I know people say this. I agree that the number one service I can do is to work my program to the best of my ability, maintain my abstinence, and do service. And this, someone mentioned earlier, the first step here, this action step, action, service is action. And I know that I put all sorts of qualifications on how I do my service, when I should do my service. And I'm learning through listening to this program that I do service to the best of my ability. And really, I think this is the first time I've taken or gone through a step four with somebody. I've been completely, you know, in the presence of my higher power. Food is neutral. You know, handing over my food, weighing and measuring my food for today, because that's what I need to do. And ready to do service to this person, the same service that was given to me so freely and so lovingly. And I'm just learning today how to do service through this step. And it doesn't have to be done perfectly. I just have to show up. I have to get prepared for a long talk, like the paragraph says, and be loving and kind, non-judgmental, accepting. And I know people said they share about their own. I just have to be there. I have to be there. And my higher power is going to tell me how to interact with this person and how to be there for them and how to do service. I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity, that I have, you know, worked the steps to get to this point. Again, grateful for the service of this meeting, grateful for my sponsor, grateful for my sponsee, and thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Barbara A. Robin P., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Laura L. Please share with us, Robin.
Thanks so much, Elaine. Thanks so much for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And, you know, I feel like it was the beginning of the end of the shame. You know, I just got to dump so much shame when I did my fifth step. And finding the right person was my sponsor. And just, I was so grateful. It just felt like the peeling of the onion, you know, just let go of all of these things I was carrying around, these walls of fear, and just being able to come out to sunlight of spirit. It literally felt like I was someone was taking manure off of my heart, and then my heart could shine a lot more. And all these things I was carrying around, you know, resentments, and I grew up in a lot of child abuse, and it was a very traumatic childhood for a very long, pretty much the whole time. And, you know, just to be able to just release all that and with someone who was a safe helper, a guide. And I'm so grateful because, you know, I have a really wonderful relationship with my parents today. And that's the grace of this program and these steps and my sponsor. And I'm just so grateful. You know, I've had different sponsors when other people have left the program or, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm so grateful for each of them. And I'm so eternally grateful for my sponsor. It's just a miracle to be able to get help with things that I would think were insurmountable before. And you know, living now in 10, 11, and 12, it's just, you know, going once I go through 4 through 9, then I just get to keep rinse and repeat, you know, and so I can live happy, joyous, and free. And I'm just so grateful. And it's such a blessing to be able to receive people's fifth steps and watch them just change before my eyes. You know, it's they just, like, the shackles come off and they walk into freedom. That's what it looks like to me. And I see their lives changing, and it's very, very exciting. God bless everybody. It was a really blessed abstinent day. I'm so grateful I got to share. Thanks again, Elaine, for your service and everyone who makes this meeting possible.
Thank you so much, Robin T. Awesome. Okay, Laura L. is up next, and after Laura, we'll take another lineup. We're sharing on page 75, paragraph 1, which begins with when we decide who is, and ends with honored by our confidence. So, Laura L., would you please share with us?
Good morning. This is Laura L., gratefully recovered just for today in Arkansas. I think I have probably a similar feeling for and experience with step 5 that maybe most people have. I don't know, but completely scared to do it when I did it the first time, and completely so grateful for it once I realized what would happen after the fifth step. I had a sponsor once tell me that you know, after the fifth step, it's uncharted territory. It's the division of the steps. It's stepping through the arch. You know, I learned during my fourth step that I was very fear-driven, and that also led me to finally realize that I was very shame-driven, and to have those things removed during the fifth step was the most amazing thing ever. Like, I didn't even think it was possible to not feel that intense shame anymore for just being a human being, and I'm so glad that I had that experience. It says most people approached in this way will be glad to help. They'll be honored by our confidence. When I sponsor others now, I am honored by their confidence when they are willing to share their inventory with me and have that long talk and let me hear their story. I feel very honored, and I've been blessed with really wonderful sponsors who listened to my story without judgment and gave me encouragement and also shared their lives with me, especially when they could tell that maybe there was something that I was a little bit more afraid of or a little bit more ashamed of. You know, they were very gentle and loving in hearing my fifth step. Anyway, I just wanted to share this morning. I want to thank everyone for their service. I'm thankful for everyone on the lines. I don't talk very often. I don't share very often on this call, but I'm here frequently, and I'm so glad for everyone's shares all the time. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Laura L. in Arizona, and or Arkansas, rather, and really grateful for your share today. So we're ready to take a new lineup, and although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others may have the chance to share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days, please press *1 to unmute if you'd like to comment on paragraph 1 on page 75.
Selena M.
IOA from Southern California.
I heard Selena M. and Iowa A. Anybody else? Star one to unmute. Give us your name. Okay. Well, let's start with Selena M., and then we'll have Iowa A. and take a few more people. Okay. Please share with us, Selena.
Thank you. My name is Selena M. I'm from Alberta, Canada, currently in Ontario. I've done a few step four and fives, so the third that I just finished recently. And what I've really noticed is that every time I do it, I do the step five, I just keep going deeper. And I just think that, you know, there's been certain issues in my life that God, obviously, it would have been too much for me to deal with, you know, at the earlier time. And so, so things didn't come up. My life was not unmanageable because of these things that I had going on, until after I had done a couple fourth and fifth steps. And I would say that over the last couple of years, what came up for me was these things. There was some major family issues that had been going on for a very long time. Some that I think were so traumatic, there was so much fear to actually work through them, and I just didn't. But I paid for it. I paid for it because my life was extremely unmanageable, and I finally did the work. I did the work over these last few months to just really identify, you know, my part, identify my resentments, my fears, my harms, and you know, giving that away to my sponsor was an amazing experience. Not only because I got so much of this off of my chest, and I had somebody that would just listen, but that I got an opportunity to see my part, and also I got an opportunity to have perspective around why, you know, some of the things that I went through, some of the challenges I experienced with those relationships, why those people were probably the way they were. And it allowed me to, I guess, maybe just let go of the anger that I was holding, because I was able to see that they are also children of God, and they are also perfectly imperfect. And, I was able to come to just some more peace around these relationships. And so I don't know anywhere else that I would be able to go to be able to have that experience. A counselor's office, for the most part, you know, counselor's offices, you know, I've found my counselors tend to, it's about what they do to me. But this is both, it's like I'm able to say, this is how I've affected this relationship, and my sponsor is allowing me to be able to get that up and out. And it's just been amazing. Yeah, it's been amazing, and I do feel lighter every day. And I'm working on sixth and seventh. I'm looking forward to my eighth and ninth to be able to start making some amends. And that's all I've got, so I'll pass. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Selena M., so much. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right.
It's
Ayo.
Ayo?
Ayo.
Ayo?
Okay. Ayo is up next, and then we'll take another lineup of people who'd like to share on page 75, paragraph 1. Please share with us, Ayo.
Well, thank you for your service. Good morning. This is Ayo A. from Southern California in Irvine, and I'm very grateful for everyone attending. I just want to say that the term that comes to my mind when I'm listening and I hear this paragraph is terminally unique. I heard that at a meeting, and I really didn't know what it meant. But a big part of it for me in my experience, I'm coming out of a 10-year relapse. So I did the fifth step before, and it was remarkable. It was like unbelievable. But one of the things it did is it showed me how there are lies that I tell myself about being the only person who's done this or the only person who's done that, and all these things that are going to destroy me if they ever get out. And in this process, I had a sponsor just basically acknowledge things that I was saying, and then sometimes saying, you know, I did that, or, you know, it reminds me of when I did this. And it was like a veil that came off, right? Like I suddenly became part of a group of people who realized that we weren't all individuals uniquely hiding behind our past, but that you could be part of a group that had really confronted those lies and joined like a group. Like I'm hearing everybody say, like the burdens were gone, you felt free. There was joy, there was unity with another person, and you had these people in your life who were evidence of something so much better than hiding behind all these kind of dark secrets. This time, I'm working on my fourth step right now, and I'm in the middle of my fears, and what I'm so acutely aware of is if I had continued working the steps, I wouldn't have all this garbage to clean up again. And that's why I keep hearing people say, you know, 10th, 11th, 12th step. If they stay in their 10th and 11th step and they don't have so much to clean up. But because I stopped working the steps, I never made it to the 10th and 11th step. So I have quite a bit, even though I did a 4th and 5th step before, I have quite a bit over that decade that it has kind of littered my side of the street again. So anyway, I'm very grateful for this process, because even as we talk about it, I think about, you know, how I lived for 10 years not even thinking I could do this. I could not live in resentment and anger and fear, because there's this process people are using, and they're living a free life, free of compulsion. So thank you to everyone, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very, very much. We have time for about three more shares on page 75, paragraph 1. We'd love to hear your experience, strength, and hope. Please press star 1 to unmute and give us your name.
Sharon E.
Sharon E. Anyone else?
Donna B.
Donna B. And one
L-M.
More?
L-M.
L-M. Gotcha. L-M. Okay, Sharon E., you'll be followed by Dana B., and then L-M. Please share with us, Sharon.
Okay, thank you. This is Sharon E. from Ohio. Sorry, I'm trying to get my earpiece here working. So what struck me here was that you want somebody to hear your story, that you want them to understand. You want them to understand that this is a life and death thing, and a lot of people don't. They think, "Oh wait, whatever, just stony sleep. I mean, what the heck's wrong with you?" And I not that I would give my story to a surgeon, but recently I had talked to a surgeon who had done some work on my abdominal area, some things, a bunch of stuff actually, really hard surgery, and he kind of laughed at me about the OA thing. And I was like, well, you know, this is very important. It's not. I didn't say that to him, but I repeated it the next time I went. I'm like, you know, well, I am going to OA. And he didn't laugh at me at that time. But it is very important that we tell someone, obviously, it can probably be a sponsor. It could be a religious leader or whatever, whoever you feel comfortable with, that you need to tell someone who's actually going to listen and who understands it's life and death, because it really is. You know, I live in a household of people that really don't understand that, and so I can't depend on them for it, but I do have a good sponsor, and you know, I can trust her for that. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you all for your service. I'll have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Sharon E. Donna B., you're up next and you'll be followed by LM. Please share with us.
Thank you.
Donna?
Good morning.
Yes, can you hear me? Yes, you sound great.
Okay, thank you. This is Donna B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic calling from Denver, Colorado. And I've been going through a difficult time, and I find myself doing inventories over and over and over again on, in essence, the same thing. And one of the beauties of working with a sponsor is that she's given me permission to write the same inventory over and over and over again, and to continue to share it with her. And I don't get the impression that it's tedious or tiresome or whining or complaining or spiraling into self-pity, but rather she has shared with me the idea that when I am hysterical, it is probably historical. So even as I may write about my present moment using the same language over and over again, it begins to reveal more and more about my patterns of thinking, my own defects of character, and open me up to the possibility that there is more to be surrendered. So I'm very grateful to have a sponsor who just keeps turning me back to pen and paper. No matter how redundant or repetitive it may sound, there's always more to be revealed. This is not from the big book, so take it or leave it. But she has guided me to write on the top of my page when I begin an inventory, I surrender to the possibility that all my fears are false. And so from that lens, I write and write and write and write whatever feels true in that moment, with the understanding and the possibility that it may be false evidence appearing real. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Donna B. We have LM up next, and maybe time for a two-minute share after that. Please share with us, LM.
Thank you. Hi, my name is LM, and I am a compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be here. I've done a few fourth and fifth steps. I'm in other 12-step programs as well as this one. And the last one I did was two years ago, and it was the most in-depth I had ever done. And in the writing, as has already been mentioned, of course, you do start to see things in a different way, and you become aware of what your thought patterns are that influence, your behaviors, your resentments, et cetera. And that is, incredibly enlightening. And I did my four-step with a step guide this time, which was really, really helpful. In terms of being prepared for a long talk, I was told to set it up for 3 to 4 hours. And if it went beyond that, then to schedule additional time. And mine was about 3.5 hours. I think many people have mentioned all the benefits of this, but I think one of the things, and I don't know if someone said it or not, it's so helpful to me when I do an inventory and then do my fifth step, is in the talking to my sponsor. I don't know what happens in that process, but the clarity that I start to get increases, you know, double fold over what I got just from writing. And it is, I was so terrified. I remember the first time I did a four step, I must have had 5 or 6, some conference approved, some not, you know, ways to do the four step. And it just took me forever to do it, to start it. And I was terrified. And, oh, my God, it's such a great feeling. You know, it's just such a great feeling to go through 4 through 9. And to go through 4 and 5, it was like being reborn. It's just a great thing. And when I did it this time, I was astounded how many spiritual awakenings I had after so many years of, you know, doing it again and again. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, LM. We do have time for 1 2-minute share. If somebody would like to jump in for that, star one to unmute. Anybody up for a 2-minute share? We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Paige.
Please share with us, Paige.
Hi, okay. I'm Paige in Oregon, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I jumped on this meeting a little late, but I just wanted to share that when I finally did choose someone to, it was the third person that I asked to be my sponsor in my first years in Al-Anon and in Overeaters Anonymous, and and she was gentle and kind, and back then I was just barely a young adult, and it was so safe and so non-judgmental, nothing like counseling or therapy. And the most important thing I think I took away was that not only are there more than one way to do it, but the way that that person chose for me to do my inventory, which was laid out of the big book, why I love this meeting. Even though it lasted a long time, it took a long time to do my sharing of the fifth step. It started something that I was able to do over and over again. With other temporary sponsors, or even in my head. Not that I recommend doing this on your own ever, but we do a 10th step over and over again when we have done our 4th and 5th steps, and then we keep our side of the street clean. And I found out later on, years later, that it didn't matter what the quantity was. It was the quality of that first, 4th, and 5th step, and that set the stage. So thank you for all the shares and for having this meeting. I pass.
Thank you very much, Paige L. What a great way to close out the meeting. So we're going to close the reading, with the reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Julie E.B. please read A Vision for You? Are books meant to be suggestive only?
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless and keep you until then.